This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's lawmakers won't have to worry about deeper budget cuts, at least for now. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state's economy showed signs of an early rebound in two economic forecasts released Friday. The unemployment rate dropped from 12.2% in April to 10.2% in May. Consumer spending and business activity also bounced back a bit. Combined with severe budget cuts and a new tax law, this will give the state government a financial buffer in the year ahead. But overall revenues are still down significantly from last year, and lawmakers will face more tough budget decisions in 2021. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
With tomorrow afternoon marking the official start of summer, the Colorado Tourism Office is asking visitors and other travelers to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. State Tourism Director Kathy Ritter says they used to encourage people to travel responsibly and protect Colorado's outdoor areas in the past.
Now we're broadening that message to encompass taking care of the health of travelers and of those residents who call those destinations home.
The Care for Coloradans initiative urges travelers to wear masks, keep 6 feet from each other, and stay home if they're sick. The state's welcome centers will hand out brochures with those recommendations. 64 degrees and mostly cloudy in Denver, 63 with light rain in Pueblo, 55 light rain in Colorado Springs, 82 and sunny in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.